From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Talks regarding the planned June 12th U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore are still on track, and members of the U.S. administration are working to iron out the details. President Donald Trump told reporters in the Oval Office Saturday evening that the talks are going very, very well. Meanwhile, as AP's Ben Thomas reports, the North and South Korean leaders had a meeting of their own.
It's the second meeting in a month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the border village of Panmunjom. Moon's office says the two leaders discussed the peace commitments they agreed to at that first summit a month ago and Kim's potential summit with President Trump next month. Trump abruptly called off that meeting this week, citing North Korea's tremendous anger and open hostility, only to soften his stance a day later. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American who had been held a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 is now back on U.S. soil. Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife and daughter arrived in the U.S. accompanied by Senator Bob Corker. He helped negotiate their release. They met at the White House with President Trump.
We have Josh Holt and his wife, Tammy, and they came back from a very tough ordeal in a Venezuelan prison almost 2 years, Josh. And, amazing that you were able to take it. Your daughter, Marion's here, and your parents.
Holt and his wife had been imprisoned in Venezuela for the 2 years on charges of concealing weapons, a charge that they deny. Corker then met with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for talks this past Friday. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber detonated an explosive-laden mini truck near an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 8 soldiers and wounding around a dozen more. A provincial government spokesman, while confirming the casualties to VOA, said the early Sunday attack occurred in the volatile area of Helmand Province. The Taliban swiftly took responsibility for carrying out the bombing. An insurgent spokesman claims the powerful blast killed and wounded more than 100 Afghan security personnel. The Palestinian Health Ministry says that 2 Palestinians were killed in the southern Gaza Strip Sunday by Israeli tank fire. Israel says the tank fire happened as its troops were detonating an explosive device and that they had placed near the border fence. Israel said in a statement that the charge was placed near the border fence in the southern Gaza Strip in an attempt to harm forces operating in the area and was neutralized this morning by IDF troops. At least 118 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire in the Gaza Strip since mass protests and clashes broke out in March. 4 Russian servicemen have been killed by militant fire in Syria. 5 other soldiers were wounded in the incident in Syria's eastern province, according to the ministry, when several mobile terrorist groups attacked a Syrian government artillery position at night. The ministry said the Russian casualties were military advisors to the Syrian troops. The statement did not say when the fighting occurred, although several reports suggest it may have taken place last Wednesday. Irish citizens have voted by large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law, dealing a serious blow to the anti-abortion movement. Election officials released results Saturday of ballots cast the previous day on the question on whether to keep or overturn a constitutional amendment banning abortions in most cases. The final result showed more than 66% of voters were in favor of repealing the ban, while 33% voted to keep the current law. 1.4 million ballots were cast for repeal. The Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says more than 1.4 million voters favored repealing the constitutional ban on abortions.
The result is resounding, and it gives us as a government the mandate that we need now to bring forward the legislation as soon as possible.
And that outcome is now a landmark victory in Irish women's fight for abortion rights in a predominantly Catholic nation. A leading anti-abortion group said, however, before the official results were announced, that the referendum was a tragedy of historic proportions. John McGurk, spokesman for the Save the Eighth group, which refers to the Eighth Amendment in the Constitution that bans the abortion predicted in Irish television morning broadcast, there was no prospect of the abortion ban being passed.
That's the latest world news from VOA.